From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Republicans and Democrats are working hard in the Senate, trying to gain an advantage in the wrestling match over President Bush's judicial nominees. Senate Republicans want to change the rules and ban filibusters, in this case by Democrats, of the president's judicial picks. That move has been called the nuclear option. Democrats call it radical. Republicans say the issue is fairness. Senate Republicans outnumber Democrats 55-45, and they say a simple majority should rule in approving judges. We spoke today with a senator on each side of the aisle, Texas Republican John Cornyn and Democrat Charles Schumer of New York. Both say they have history on their side. First, Senator Schumer.
For 200 years, we have had a system of checks and balances in this country. And what the nuclear option would do would be undo the very checks and balances that makes the Senate the animal that it is. And the Senate was intended really to be what the Founding Fathers called the cooling saucer, where the passions of the people cooled. It was a place where the minority party would always have more sway. To undo the filibuster, which is a rule that says you can't just get a bare majority on things that people feel passionately about, would change the very essence of the Senate and the checks and balances.
Now, the filibuster has long been used to frustrate the will of the majority, but the Republicans say in this case that Democrats are misusing the filibuster by trying to block judicial candidates, and they say it's unfair to essentially require 60 votes instead of the usual simple majority.
Well, if there was ever a place where the filibuster is called for, it's in choosing judges. The judges are an independent branch of government. The Founding Fathers, it's clear in the Federalist Papers, wanted not simply the president to choose them in the Senate to be a rubber stamp, but the Senate to have its own judgment.
Senator, some of your Republican colleagues have said that it's ironic that Democrats are threatening to use a filibuster to block the nomination of two women, and they note that Southern segregationists use similar tactics to block or delay civil rights legislation.
Yeah, they'll do anything to avoid the argument about how extreme these seven judges are. When we opposed a Hispanic, they said it's anti-Hispanic. When we opposed a Southern Baptist, we said it's anti-Southern Baptist. We're looking at these judges apart from their gender, their ethnicity, their background, and saying, would they be a judge, even if they wouldn't agree with every view that I have or another senator has, would they be a judge that knows to follow the law, to interpret the law, rather than be somebody who would impose his or her own views?
The Republicans and the Democrats for now seem to be in opposing corners. Is it possible to work out a compromise?
Where would the
Democrats be willing to give up some ground?
Well, our wish would be to work out a compromise, but not a compromise that's a compromise in name but not in fact. We do believe that preserving the independence of the Senate, and we're not going to compromise that away. That would be a dramatic change in what the Senate is all about and what America is all about, and would remove one of the most vital checks and balances in our system of government, which, after all, is founded on checks and balances.
But in the spirit of compromise, is it possible to do some horse trading? Some of your fellow Democrats have suggested that Democrats might be willing to approve all the judges but these two. Is that actually on the table?
Well, you know, again, I mean, you can't judge a compromise till you see what it is. The only compromises that I have seen are ones that cause us to give up the right to filibuster judges, particularly Supreme Court nominees, and that would be a Pyrrhic victory. It would not really be a compromise at all.
Democratic Senator Charles Schumer spoke to us from New York. Senator John Cornyn, a Republican from Texas, was in Washington.
For 214 years, it was clear that majority rule was all that was required to provide the advice and consent in the Constitution to a president's judicial nominees. But 4 years ago, Senate Democrats insisted that they be allowed to filibuster, thus providing a 60-vote threshold for President Bush's nominees, where President Clinton's nominees and all previous nominees only required 51. So this is to restore more than 200-year tradition of majority rule.
Well, the Democrats say that actually what's going on here is the Republicans are trying to change the rules because they don't like the way that this is playing out. And they note that at one point, conservatives actually supported the filibuster at a time when many liberals wanted to weaken it.
Well, I think we should be clear that we're not talking about eliminating the legislative filibuster. This would be only for nominees of the president, and this would be a restoration of lengthy tradition. I know that folks on the other side of the aisle are trying to suggest this is somehow something radical and unprecedented, but I would remind them of some of their own arguments they made back in the 90s, where some of them took in what I would call a far more broad sweeping position that we ought to eliminate the filibuster entirely. That only got 19 votes when that was attempted in the mid-90s. So there's no support, I believe, in the Senate for eliminating the legislative filibuster that provides a protection of adequate debate on legislative issues.
The two judges in question right now are Judge Priscilla Owen and Judge Janice Rogers Brown. The Democrats are saying that the Republicans essentially picked a fight by putting forth these two nominees again.
Well, you know, it's interesting how they are trying to characterize it, because the president is the one who sent those nominees over. They've now been voted out of the Senate Judiciary Committee for the second time, I believe. Priscilla Owen's been before the Judiciary Committee three times. And a bipartisan majority of the Senate stand ready to confirm them. I don't know how that's picking a fight. That is doing our duty.
Is there a compromise that Republicans can embrace? Where are Republicans willing to give some ground?
I would hope so. I noticed David Broder in a column this weekend talked about an area that I think is perhaps an area we should investigate more, which would have to do with creating an incrementally declining number that it would take in order to actually close off debate, starting at the 60, but then eventually over a period of weeks getting down to 51, where we can ensure thorough debate so that the minority's views are not stifled. Certainly no one wants to try to prevent senators from speaking their mind on a nominee, but ultimately it would provide for a vote. This is not just about the nominees that have been filibustered over the last 4 years. This is about the upcoming vacancy to the United States Supreme Court. And we need to get this matter resolved now, because once there's a Supreme Court vacancy, I believe the passion over that issue will simply overwhelm virtually everything else we're doing here.
Texas Senator John Cornyn, a Republican, and earlier New York Democrat Charles Schumer.